I mean, Trudeau said that he wanted to be a dictator. And now he is. And who did he study under? Who does he take direct orders from? Who brags he takes orders? Klaus Schwab. And that's what this is. They need a smokescreen for the worldwide collapse and the mass starvation, everything that's coming, and the police state crackdowns in the West, where you can't criticize anything they're doing when they lie about a nuclear reactor or six reactors fired on with artillery on fire melting down. Then it was, oh, it's just a leak. Oh, actually, it was just a fire. Oh, actually, nothing happened. Because they can't get away with these massive lies saying that men can take over all of women's sports. If you question it, you're censored. Or we're going to go to war with Russia. You question it, you're censored. You want peace, you're censored. They can't get away with this horrible, evil agenda unless we submit to them and unless we don't have speech. And RT was taken off in Europe, so that took it off in the UK. Now it's been shut down here in the United States as of yesterday. You can say, well, I don't want to see that RT propaganda. Well, don't you want to hear what the other side has to say? Isn't that what freedom is all about? John Brennan, former head of the CIA, the globalist that illegally spied on candidate and then President Trump, the deep state head operative inside the stay-behind networks that have hijacked control of U.S. intelligence agencies, literally one of the biggest alligators in the swamp, the head of the intelligence deep state, has come out and said, along with the reporters on the show, we're about to play the clip, that disinformation is the number one enemy and killing people, and that no information can be allowed on the internet that questions the official narrative being put out by the corporate media, by the State Department, by NATO and others. Now, to be clear, I don't like what Putin's doing suppressing information, but what the West is doing is just as intense or more intense. We've seen the ghost of Kiev made up. We've seen the Snake Island massacre made up. We've seen another dozen or so events totally staged, put out, and then the mother of all of them, last night, AP reports that the reactor's been hit and it's on fire and it's leaking and five other reactors may blow up. Then we learn that it was a repaired, decommissioned reactor being updated. Then we learned that the Russians had not hit the reactor. We learned there was not radiation. The point is that it's hoax after hoax after hoax after hoax, and they don't want us on air to be able to challenge that. Then Brennan goes on to talk about overthrowing Putin, killing Putin. And we see Senator Graham saying the same thing. So all of this is a type of stuff that starts absolute major wars. But the key here is the linkage by the deep state to the American people and others that simply question the narratives or show both sides as claiming we are linked to Russia and that we're the number one threat. Here's the clip. Hear it for yourself, and then we'll be right back on the other side.
The need for all of us to treat fake news and propaganda like the lethal threat to democracy that we can see on our TV screens. It is.
Well, it just shows how autocrats like Mr. Putin and others use information and misinformation, disinformation, to shape the minds and attitudes and actions of their citizenry. And so, therefore, I think the truth is something that Mr. Putin terribly fears, and which is why he's going to try to choke off any type of flow of information about what actually is happening in Ukraine. But in this day of social media, in this day of text messages and emails and other types of things, I am certain that more and more of the accurate information is going to get into Russia. And this is Putin's war. It's not Russia's war. And I'm sure more and more Russians are going to just be appalled by what is being done by their country in Ukraine, where they have family ties and other types of ties that run back centuries upon centuries. And so therefore, this is where I think Mr. Putin has a vulnerability, which is why also I think that what worries me is that I think Putin doesn't see any option for him except to double down. He knows he's not going to be able to turn back the clock. He's going to be held to account for the death and destruction of Ukraine. And so therefore, Putin and his henchmen that are around him, I think they believe that the only option they have is to continue with this ferocious intensity and trying to devastate Ukraine. But I think, as Ambassador Soderbergh said, this is only going to lead to, I think, Putin's unraveling in terms of his position in the Russian government. Now, what's going to be the tripwire in terms of pressure on oligarchs and pressure on the Russian people and commodities and other types of things? It's unclear. But I do believe that Putin's days are numbered, and maybe in the double digits.
I want to be, again, extremely clear to everyone listening that this war that's broke out is the next phase of the globalist destabilization plan of the planet, so that they have a smokescreen during major currency devaluations that are already in full swing. That said, the rhetoric coming out of Europe, out of NATO, out of the UK and out of the US and Canada is absolutely over the top, as well as Australia and New Zealand. They are openly, and we'll play some of these clips coming up, calling for the assassination of Putin. They're calling for the people of Russia to overthrow Putin. They are also putting out outrageous disinformation that the Russians purposely shelled and caught a 6 nuclear reactor complex, the largest in Europe, in Ukraine, on fire, and that it was releasing radiation and melting down. First, they'd hit the plant and it was on fire and melting down. Then it was only a radiation leak. And then now we learned it wasn't a radiation leak and there wasn't radiation. And now we learned the plant actually wasn't hit, but some armored vehicles outside of it. So whether you love Putin or hate Putin, we need to love the truth here. And the first casualty of war, as they say, is truth. And both sides have been putting out disinformation. But, as usual, the West has absolutely won the gold medal or gotten the blue ribbon when it comes to total disinformation and propaganda. And we have just been told so many lies so far about Ukraine and the whole situation. Putin was very, very clear that if NATO continued to expand onto its borders, he was going to attack. Turns out months before, he told Xi he was going to do it. He told him weeks before at the Olympics. Russians were on TV, high-level members of their Duma, their parliament, saying, we're going to invade on February 22nd, which they did. That was, of course, about a month before that unfolded. I could even see the signs there was an invasion coming in February. And my military and corporate sources were telling me that Russia would probably invade in February, but also that the Chinese would go into Taiwan. That has not happened yet. So those weren't predictions. Those were things that I was told from people that I trust that were high probability levels. And I was very, very clear at the time. It's just people take shorter clips out of Twitter to make it sound like I'm Nostradamus or something. That's why it's so important for people to actually tune in to the long form show, especially the first hour. And when we have a special guest on, because then you can hear in-depth analysis, factoids, links, and come to your own conclusions about what I'm saying. And that's what's so central here. I'm not going to sit there and take anything Putin says at face value, and I'm sure not going to take anything Joe Biden or Boris Johnson or Schmidt over in Germany or any of these people say, do, or push. Excuse me, Schultz. And I am not going to come to hasty decisions in all of this either. I'm going to look at the historical context. I'm going to look forward into what the globalists want. I'm going to study the larger aspects of it, and we're going to be laying some of that out coming up here today. But world champion kickboxer and a well-known talk show host and frequent guest over the years on the show, Andrew Tate, has put out a viral TikTok video where in a profanity-laced 2.5-minute rant, he lays out basically my best guesstimation of what's going on as well. And he uses some colorful language, you know, when he calls some of the aboriginal groups in Russia dumb. What he's saying is they're dumb. They don't have media. They don't have social media. He's being clear about that, in that they're being kept in the dark, or they're ignorant of what's happening, and that is what Putin is doing, is just shipping cannon fodder in to throw them out to the front to then try to get a capitulation from the Ukrainians. And I've got to say, that's really cold-blooded. That's a very medieval tactic. That's what happened. It's not just in the movie. Braveheart was actually historic, that Longshanks would, in those battles with the Scots and the Irish, would actually have his archers fire into the battle that was already going on, knowing that it would kill some of his people, but kill theirs as well. And so there's a lot of barbarous tactics going on. The Ukrainians are fighting from hospitals and from colleges and from elementary schools as well, using jihadi tactics. They're doing horrible things. This is a disgusting, horrible, basic civil war between the Slavs. And we sure as hell don't want to have World War III over all of this. And the big overarching issue, before I go to this tape clip, is that, again, they're all over the news saying, take anybody's rights away that doesn't fully get behind this war. And they're purging Russians out of orchestras in the U.S. and Germany and other areas of the world. And now they're purging people off TV shows. And there's a clip coming up that's on Infowars.com. In Australia, where an Australian with a Russian background, but he speaks with an Australian accent. He's been there his whole life. He gets up and talks about the other side, the Russian perspective of the civil war and the attacks by the neo-Nazi forces on eastern Ukraine, which is true. And they shut him down and kick him out. So again, this idea that you can't hear the other side is extremely dangerous. And it's what they claim Putin is doing, but instead the West is doing it. So here's some of Mr. Tate and his analysis that I think is dead on. And then we'll go to break and come back with a bunch of huge news. There's also giant news on the Bill Gates and vaccine front. The whole house of cards is coming down for the globalists. That's why they're so dangerous. That's why they're getting ready to launch even greater destabilization, is because they're failing. That's why we're all in so much danger. Stay with us.
Here's the theory on all of you. Putin was WEF along with Trudeau and the rest. I don't believe any of this. Yes, there's a war. But in war, it's always the peasants and the peons and the civilians that die, right? So what Putin's done is he's mobilized a bunch of Mongols and fucking Eskimos,
Chechens,
people without social media,
miles away,
bunch of 20-year-olds, told them they're on a military exercise, put them on a military exercise, then told them they were attacked and sent them into Ukraine. They didn't even know what they're doing. Most Russians don't even know what's going on. That's the first thing that's happened. Ukraine's defending itself, but... And not to sound too crazy, Alex Jones, 7 months ago, said Russia's going to invade Ukraine in February.
Alex Jones?
It's all video.
And he's been proven right.
He's been proven right over and over again. He goes, don't worry, there's going to be a big thing in February, World War III, to distract us. Now, are they trying to distract us from the COVID crimes the last few years? Is it because the international banking system's fucked? Is it because inflation's out of control? Oh, yeah. Do they need this war for some reason? Because I am at the point now where I have so little faith in politics. I believe there's somebody above Ukraine and above Putin who's made a call to both of them and said, you're the good guy, you're the bad guy. Go. We need this now. Go. Send some people to get blown up. Some idiots that no one has a Facebook account for. No one's going to know they're gone because we all live on the internet. No one with an Instagram. Send them to fucking go die. And we're going to cause some issues so we have an excuse for inflation and the banking system failing and the dollar failing and all the COVID lies and everyone getting sick from the vaccine we made them take and everything. And fuck everything else. I really am at that point now where I have no faith in any of it. I'm not saying the war isn't happening, but I'm saying the reason they're telling us is fucking bullshit.
I agree.
Why is Putin just invading Ukraine to the point of trying to take Kiev?
To what end?
To what end? He ain't gonna be able to take Kiev without massive civilian casualties. No one's gonna accept it. The Russian populace won't accept it. Half of them have cousins in Kiev.
The Russian military won't accept it, a lot of them.
Most Russian soldiers from Moscow won't fucking attack Kiev building. You need some Eskimo idiot. None of this makes sense. So I'm a conspiracy theorist now. None of it makes sense. I'm sitting in the war room. I'm sitting here in case the Russians come. But I don't believe in any of it anymore.
Alex Jones is right.
Alex Jones here with a very simple proposal for all our great InfoWars listeners and viewers. If you will simply get X3 with all three types of good iodine that boosts your immune system and help everything that goes on in your body at the cellular level, it will change your life. It will invigorate you. It will empower you. Almost everyone has iodine deficiency. Look into it for yourself. It's the opposite of fluoride. It's the good halogen. And then your purchase of X3 funds our operation. Now, a lot of our products have been sold out and never came back in because of the lockdowns and supply chain breakdowns. We were sold out of X3 for a long time. And I had it on sale for 50% off, and a lot of folks were getting it. And I was thinking, you know what? I'm going to bring it back on sale again just until it sells out. Because even though we won't make as much money in the long run, a lot of folks need this product, and we need to get the money from the sales in now to stay on air. So your X3 right now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
How does this end? Somebody in Russia has to step up to the plate Is there Brutus in Russia? Is there a more successful Colonel Stauffenberg in the Russian military? The only way this ends, my friend, is for somebody in Russia to take this guy out. You would be doing your country a great service and the world a great service.
Well, there's Lindsey the Chicken Hawk Graham, always in the hip pocket of the neocon warmongers like McCain, the Democratic Party, up there on national television, calling for somebody to kill a major head of state. What do you think that's going to do to Putin? What do you think that's going to do with his mindset? Is that going to help everybody get a peace deal? Is that going to get a ceasefire? Is that going to get a demilitarization deal so that Russia will pull out of Ukraine and this threat to our very existence can be stopped? Or is that going to make things a lot worse? You don't need me to tell you what it's going to do. You know that it's all part of how major wars start. Now they escalate into full-blown wars. Go research how World War I started with the assassination of the Archduke Ferdinand of the Austrian-Hungarian Empire. And go look at World War II. It's the same system over and over and over again. And then meanwhile, as I played in the first segment of this broadcast today, Brennan is on national TV, former head of the CIA, agreeing the number one threat is disinformation and people echoing Russian propaganda. That just means if you go, hey, the ghost of Kiev wasn't real. Hey, Snake Island, they didn't massacre those people. Hey, the Russians didn't shell the reactor. It didn't release radiation. That was made up as a pretext for a no-fly zone, which escalates the war even more. And if you question that, or if you say, hey, Sean Hannity, you know, I like you overall, but you shouldn't call for NATO to do airstrikes on the convoy, the 40-mile convoy of Russians, and turn it into the highway of death, and then turn around and tell the Russians that we don't know who did it, we don't know who attacked the convoy, I'm not going to play the clip, and I'm not trying to attack Hannity. It's just, give me a break, folks. I know Hannity's a smart guy, so I can't imagine why the hell he's saying these type of things. But this is how wars escalate. Everybody's got to act tough. Everybody's got to show off. Everybody's got to go along with the propaganda of, oh my gosh, we've got a reactor on fire now and there's a 40-mile convoy and they're going to kill everybody. And so right now we've got to get in there. We've got to get in there. We've got to stop where the blood's on our hands. Well, the blood is on the globalist hands for sending billions of dollars of weapons into Ukraine the last 8 years. Ethnically cleansing Russians, that did go on. Even the UN admits 14,000 dead Russians that have lived there their whole lives, their families for, you know, 800, 900, some cases of thousands of years before Russia even existed. And that's just the reality here, is this is a Slavic civil war, just like they have civil wars in African countries. They have civil wars in Asia, civil wars in the Middle East. So we've had a civil war here. We had a civil war against the British, declared our independence. We've had two civil wars here. We've had wars with Mexico. We've had wars with everybody. Mexico's had wars with itself all the time. Do we just run down there and get in the middle of it? It's like when two pit bulls are fighting. Just go stick your hand in the middle, see what happens. But the globalists can tell the Ukrainians to keep fighting and ship them a bunch of weapons and watch them get massacred because Putin's totally committed, and then turn around when those of us that are for peace against the first Iraq war, against the second Iraq war, against the bombing of the Serbs, against Al-Qaeda and the West and then the Arab Spring that CNN promoted, going into Syria. And it was the Russians that went there and actually stopped that and did the right thing and helped knock out ISIS and actually worked with Trump to do it in our military. So a lot of people have lionized Putin because he's been against the West and the West has been targeting him and bullying him and bullying us as well. But there are no good sides on this situation, and China is really evil, and they're getting ready to try to go into Taiwan using this. So we need peace, and we need peace now. The most important thing for every listener and every viewer to do, in my humble opinion, is to get on their knees several times a day and really pray to God to intercess on our planet and to lift the scales off of hundreds of millions, if not billions, of people's eyes to the fact that our planet is being accelerated towards thermonuclear war and, for certain, worldwide depression and economic collapse that will starve not hundreds of millions of people to death, but billions. That's what the Great Reset is a purposeful, controlled collapse, controlled demolition of the world economy. Again, thank you for joining us on this live Friday broadcast. I'm co-hosting with Owen Schroyer. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and I want to parallel the loss of liberty from Australia to Canada to the United States taking place under the pretext of this proxy war in Ukraine with Russia. And coming up in a few minutes, I'm going to play a clip of an Australian man, again, on Australian TV show, invited there as a guest to be in the audience, invited to ask a question. They didn't like his answer, so they throw him out and shun him and say that he is supporting violence when the West is supporting violence all over the world. Whether you agree with the man or not, he certainly has valid points from his perspective. When you have this type of shunning, this is the stuff you see in the Soviet Union. This is the stuff you see all over the world. Then I'm going to play a clip, a short clip, of a North Texas university where a father who's been on our show had his young son taken away who doesn't even want to be a girl, but the mother says the boy wants to be a girl. I've seen video of the boy saying he doesn't want to be a girl. Taken away, and then they're preparing the chemical sterilization. He's very little, but in a couple years. He tried to go speak at a university by the young conservative groups that invited him. And the left came like a sickening cult and beat on their tables saying, no, you're attacking, quote, trans people. No, we're standing up against the globalist Tavistock Institute, big tech move to sterilize young boys in America. Massive sterilization went on in the 20s, 30s, and 40s in eugenics in the U.S., actually into the 80s in leftist areas like Washington State and Oregon. It was still going on in the 80s. And this is their stealth program to bring in this mutilation, this abuse, and to target children who aren't of age to choose and even do surgical removals of their genitals by age 7 in the U.K. and age 9 in the United States. And I've talked to the doctors and nurses in Austin and in Houston, and it's been in the news, where you will have these couples bring in their little boys. Usually it's, a LGBT woman and woman, man and man, and they want the penis and the testicles cut off. And the left has now said that that's what they want for Ukraine. And Putin has even talked about that in some of his speeches. So I'm going to play these clips from North Texas and another one from Australia back to back here in a few minutes. But the even bigger issue is this, and this should send chills up everybody's spine. I told everybody that if they didn't stop this and if we didn't get attention on this, that it would only get 10 times worse. And now it has. Breaking: Freedom Convoy organizer Tamara Litch shackled in court. She was arrested. She's being held without bail until trial that could be up to a year. She's facing 10 years in prison for peaceful protesting, now listed as an act of terrorism. Now, quote, mischief making is now the equivalent of terror. And when she appeared in court yesterday, she was shackled with her hands shackled to her waist like she was a serial killer. Freedom Convoy organizer Tamara Litch appeared in court on Wednesday seeking a bail review. Litch, who was denied bail last week, appeared in court wearing shackles around her feet, which made it difficult for her to move, and also at her waist. And it just goes on. It just goes on from there. I mean, Trudeau said that he wanted to be a dictator, and now he is. And who did he study under? Who does he take direct orders from? Who brags he takes orders? Klaus Schwab. And that's what this is. They need a smokescreen for the worldwide collapse and the mass starvation, everything that's coming, and the police state crackdowns in the West. You can't criticize anything they're doing when they lie about a nuclear reactor or 6 reactors fired on with artillery on fire melting down. Then it was, oh, it's just a leak. Oh, actually, it was just a fire. Oh, actually, nothing happened. Because they can't get away with these massive lies saying that men can take over all of women's sports. If you question it, you're censored. Or we're going to go to war with Russia. You question it, you're censored. You want peace, you're censored. They can't get away with this horrible, evil agenda unless we submit to them and unless we don't have speech. And RT was taken off in Europe, so that took it off in the UK. Now it's been shut down here in the United States as of yesterday. You can say, well, I don't want to see that RT propaganda. Well, don't you want to hear what the other side has to say? Isn't that what freedom is all about? I mean, back in World War II, they played clips at the movie theaters and the newsreels of what Hitler said. Americans were able to hear what Hitler said. It was only Nazi Germany that you couldn't hear what the outsiders were saying, and it was punishable by prison or death. So here are some of these clips back to back. First, what happened in Australia, and then what happened in North Texas. And then Owen's got some more key information to break down. I'll be back in the next segment with the Bill Gates news that is super good news, but also super dangerous at the same time. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
So as someone who comes from the Russian community here in Australia, I've been pretty outraged by the narrative created by our media depicting the Ukraine as the good guy and Russia as the bad guy. Believe it or not, there are a lot of Russians here and around the world that support what Putin is doing in the Ukraine, myself included. Since 2014, the Ukrainian government, together with Nazi groups like the Azov Battalion, have besieged the Russian populations in the Donbass, killing an estimated 13,000 people, according to the United Nations.
That's a lie.
Could I finish?
Just quickly finish, and then we'll come to that and put that to the panel.
So my question is, you know, where was your outpouring of grief and concern for those thousands of mostly Russians?
Okay, question earlier about Russia, and it's been playing on my mind. And, Sasha, people here have been talking about family who are suffering and people are dying. And I understand you wanted to ask your question about is there some reasoning for this, but you supported what's happening, hearing that people are dying, and can I just say I'm just not comfortable with you being here. Could you please leave? Sasha, I'm sorry, you can ask a question, but we cannot advocate violence. I should have asked you to leave then. It's been playing on my mind, and I'm sorry, but I have to ask you to leave, please.
Okay, well, could I...
No, please. Just out of respect. Please, we're not having the conversation, Sasha. We can't have people advocating violence. And I should have asked you to leave. It's been playing on my mind. I wanted to have a proper conversation about these things, but I have to ask you to leave. I'm really sorry. Okay, I'm sorry for that, but you know, these things happen, it's live television, you think about these things, it's really been troubling me that we can have a conversation and we can look at where the arguments are and we can try to look at the sides of the argument. We can't have that, and I'm sorry, it should have happened earlier.
Confronted or presented with a real 360 win or a non-zero-sum game. But I can tell you, getting high-quality, storable food from the top company in the United States that's ready to ship to you is a 360 win. We are in a total inflationary environment for the next 5-10 years, in my view. The globalists are devaluing all the major world currencies. Well, how do you get ahead of that? Well, you can buy real estate, but still you got to pay property taxes on that. There's a lot of problems. It's not easy to offload. But with things like high-quality storable food that's packaged very, very well, that lasts more than a decade, it's insurance you can eat. And by buying food now, you get around the inflation because, again, the food doesn't cost more in the future. My Patriot Supply is the biggest company in the U.S. after only 15 years in business because of great quality and very low prices ready to ship. And when you go to preparewithalex.com, a subdomain of InfoWarsStore.com, you will find their full selection at the lowest prices anywhere out there. And that then also supports the broadcast. So you're getting high quality storable food at a very low price, ready to ship to you. You're funding InfoWars. You're keeping us on the air. You're getting insurance you can eat. And you, again, are getting it early, so you beat inflation. A true 360 win. On the preparedness checklist, having high-quality storable food is right up there at the top with self-defense, water, and transportation. So take care of that box now as the world goes into this deepening Great Reset crisis. Fund the info war, beat inflation, all at one spot. PrepareWithAlex.com or 888-253-3139. Again, PrepareWithAlex.com is a subdomain of InfoWarsStore.com. By visiting that, you go right to the page with the best deals on high-quality storable food ready to ship.